Hey friends, welcome back to another exciting episode of the Fit Friends Happy Hour podcast, where we talk all things nutrition, fitness, and fun, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and this is episode 309. Today, I am breaking down the key differences and shedding some light on how you can optimize your fitness routines. I recently took my first Orange Theory Fitness, my first group fitness class post-baby, and I probably went a little all in, too hard, too fast. However, it was because I had this major shift in my mindset about why I'm exercising, you know, my time, what I want to do when I get the hour of time for myself, or whether it's an hour or not. And I just want you to know that there absolutely is a way that you can hit your performance goals with a non-diet approach. Let's dive in. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. Let's start by clarifying some of the jargon. What is the difference between training and just working out? Or what's the difference between training and exercise? Think about training like embarking on, you know, this focused fitness quest with really a mission to conquer specific goals. While working out is more just like a spontaneous kind of dance party for your body. Random work will definitely get you random results. So maybe you're wondering, which one am I doing? Which one should I be doing? Should I be training? Should I be working out? And our favorite answer here is, well, it depends. Training sounds serious, but right now, that is kind of the mindset that I want to be in. Very purposeful, very intentional, working towards a specific goal. So for me, in this season of life, it is rebuilding strength, rebuilding more specifically my core strength, increasing my stamina, and just feeling the sense of accomplishment. At the time of this recording, I am still on maternity leave for my full-time job and have taken some time off with my private practice. You know, I was very intentional about having less work and being able to be really present in the moment with our new baby, our new son. And with that, I'm used to go, 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 go. And so it feels really good to go in with a game plan when I go in to train, to really feel this sense of accomplishment, this sense of purpose, this sense of checking off a goal and hitting it, right? That makes us feel really good. Whereas a workout or movement or play, that is also a great space to be in. That's also can be a great goal. This is what I think my mindset more was, for example, during pregnancy. I just wanted to move to feel good. And that was the goal. Letting loose, enjoying the journey, just getting those endorphins and feeling joy. When we think about training, you can actually break down these components of training think of it like a structured training program. First, you have your goal, right? Setting goals. It's like drafting your, you know, fitness manifesto, sticking it on your fridge, reminding you of your mission, you know, every day you wake up in the morning. So for example, maybe you want to run a 5K, or maybe you want to get strong enough to go hike the mountains in Denver. Then there's periodization. So imagine your training journey, I couldn't think of a better example, but like a video game, like divided into different sections. I don't game, but my husband does sometimes. I know, super nerdy. But think about it, you know, different sections where you're gradually leveling up. And each time you level up, you're facing a greater challenge or unlocking the next level. And then there's progression. So progression is the concept of being able to break through plateaus, whether it's increasing your weight, increasing your reps, increasing the distance. And then there's tracking and monitoring. This all goes, you know, goal setting, periodization, the progression, the tracking, the monitoring, that all goes along with this concept of training. And because we can't measure what we don't track. So we are focused on the feeling a lot here, and we are all about, you know, having you stop quantifying so you can start living. But you can absolutely, once you get to a more neutral place with the numbers, you can focus on the pounds you lift. You can focus on the distance that you run. Focus on decreasing your resting heart rate, increasing your muscle mass, you know, lowering your blood pressure or another health metric that isn't calories, that isn't the number on the scale. Working out for general fitness, just working out that movement, that play, that absolutely also has its place because it can also be so purposeful and beneficial. I really want to encourage you to think about working out as just like exploring these various fun different workout options like group fitness classes, hula hooping, or even jumping on a trampoline. I actually took a class once with my sister in Cincinnati. I think it was called Bounce, but it was a mini trampoline workout and it was so fun. It was actually very challenging, but in the best way. Ultimately, it felt like play. Let your imagination just run wild as you just picture yourself like mastering these fun activities that maybe you did as a kid. I have a friend named Lizzie. We used to be master trainers together, and she shared with me recently that she has gotten back into gymnastics. And she posted this video on her Instagram the other day that she, for those of you who used to tumble, you know this move. She did a round off, double back handspring, back tuck, and just shared that she was so excited because she's getting back into doing gymnastics. And I thought, that is freaking amazing. She's had a child. She's just getting back into movement, and it's fun and it's challenging and it's working, you know, challenging in the physical aspect, right? Her body, but it's also challenging her brain and her coordination. And, you know, I don't know about you, but flipping upside down, especially after having a baby and, you know, since college or whatever it is, that's a little scary. So part of it is also just recognizing this fear and facing it and conquering it and how good that feels. My best friend Paulina, she also started taking an adult dance class, and just there's so many things that we can do for fitness, working out, getting in movement. That's just fun. It's just fun. And that's really the main purpose, is to enjoy it, have fun, and let loose. So back to that question, if you're thinking, am I training or am I working out? And I wanted you to ask yourself, why do I have to choose? I think we can do both, and I think we should do both. And I think sometimes we really separate the two, but there can be such a harmony when we have structured routines, when we have progression, when we are setting a goal and we're working towards it. But there's a way to do it that's not so rigid. And part of that is by incorporating more just working out, more fun, which helps you stay motivated, right? It helps you avoid that burnout because you're getting a mix of play and purpose. And so much of that actually is integrated when you take a non-diet approach. It's the same way with food. We can have structure with flexibility. We can have routine without rigidity. And when you get to that place in your mindset with food and fitness, that is really where the magic happens. And that, in my opinion, is where you start living your life. So I'd love to hear from you where you're at in this, you know, season of life for you when it comes to training versus working out. So find us on Instagram, tag me at KT Hake or tag at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Most importantly, we would love if you could share this episode with a friend, because that is how we can reach more people with our non-diet approach. And if you're ready to take a step deeper, if you're ready to really go all in and just think, how can I make this work for me? How can I find a way to have more sustainability in my life? So this week, at the time of this recording, I'm hosting a free training, how to master your metabolism without tracking macros, without counting calories, or tracking your weight ever again. So if that's something you want to know more about, go to katiehake.com/masterclass, and I can't wait to see you there. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.